Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Joining me now on Total Information AM on this Sunday morning, Michael Kelly and John Hancock. And they're here, of course, to talk about this week's indictment of Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. First off, John, former Republican Party chair in Missouri, your thoughts?
You know, there's two separate things going on here. You've got the legal process, which I think has been very politicized. I don't think these charges would have been brought against any other person, given the fact set that exists here. And I think ultimately the governor will be exonerated from the felony indictment. But there's a very real political issue going on as well that I think is, you know, he's done at best grave damage to his image and brand. And I think, you know, I don't think he resigns, but I do think he is running the risk right now of impeachment. You know, time will tell whether that's a real threat or not.
Yeah, I think John's spot on there, Brian, when he says that there's two issues. There's the legal issue and the political issue. Look, we don't know the complete fact set of what's brought forth the indictment. We only know what's been brought forth in the public to this point. So maybe the grand jury has information that we're not aware of. Time will tell there. Ed Dowd, who's one of the most respected attorneys in town, 40 years, he's been a former federal prosecutor, is one of those folks who says that he's not seen anything like this in 40 years. So that's awfully compelling, but we don't know the fact set. The second thing is the political ramifications that are happening. And when we first heard this story break almost 5 weeks ago now, we heard the Democrats immediately calling for the governor to resign. Based on the indictment that happened earlier this week, we're now seeing the governor's own party come out against him. And that's important. You have to remember, this man spent $20 million on television running for governor, talking about character and how corrupt, and even made reference to sexual improprieties of some of his own party in Jefferson City, all the while he was doing the same thing. So now he's got himself in a situation where his whole party, as we're going into an election in 2018, is going to have to live with the consequences of Eric Greitens. The question is, how quickly does this matter get resolved? And do they have the appetite to take the arrows and the bullets that are going to come at them as a result of what the governor is up to, which probably heightens the governor's chances of his own party taking forward an impeachment and ultimately dooming his political career?
That's Michael Kelly. John Hancock also here on Total Information AM. John, do you think, I saw where Caleb Roden, a central Missouri Republican, is among those calling for the governor to resign. Do you think this is the turning point that more Republicans are going to call for that or begin impeachment hearings?
Yeah, well, I think the House Speaker has already said he's going to impanel an investigation. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first stage of a potential impeachment. They'll get to the bottom of it. I do think you're going to see a number of Republicans call on the governor to resign. I don't think the governor's going to resign. And if he doesn't resign, then the only way that he is removed from office is he's either convicted of a felony or he's impeached. And if those two things don't happen, then Eric Greitens is going to be the governor through the remainder of his term.
Is there appetite for impeachment, do you think?
There'll be some, but it's a pretty high standard. You've got to get 50% plus one of the state House members. It takes 82 votes in the state House. A good chunk of Republicans will have to vote for that, mm-hmm, in order for it to pass. And then there's a 7-judge panel that's impaneled by the state Senate who will hear the evidence and make a verdict. So it's a lengthy process to get there, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
So, Michael, how do you see it playing out?
Well, that may ultimately be the biggest problem for the Republicans, is that this is a lengthy process. And I think when you hear Caleb Roden and other Republicans saying, "Governor, please go," they don't want this to go on for the next several months. If this continues to go on, this is an easy target for Democrats to continue to show the hypocrisy of the Republican Party and show that these folks say one thing and do another. So I think that the pressure from the political class in Jefferson City is going to be such to say, "Governor, leave, go deal with your family situation. Do not put us through this impeachment hearings," which could take months. And that's not what Republicans want to be dealing with at a time when we're seeing their brand really tarnish, not only locally but nationally and statewide, you could see some Democrats sliding into some spots that we wouldn't normally have had a chance because people are frustrated with the way that the Republicans and this, and in particular this governor, is acting.
John, as the former head of the Republican Party, do you agree that your party is facing a lot of arrows right now?
Well, there's no doubt, and I've never been happier to be the former chairman of the Republican Party. There's no doubt that there's some real political challenges here, and you know, I think we've got an awful lot of very good and talented elected officials that are probably going to have tougher races this cycle than they would have liked and expected. But at the end of the day, I think the party's going to survive just fine, and we'll continue to govern the state in a conservative direction. And the fate of the governor, you know, I think is to be determined.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks for joining me this morning on Total Information AM. And you
great
can hear
show.
Them. You can hear them on Fridays, and you can hear them whenever we need someone to fill in.
So
they're our guys. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up next on the TIAM, the latest news.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.